Who knows what may come next?
Yes, it's good morning once again to Australia's favourite celebrity chef, Peter Russell Clark. How are you, sir?
Mate, I'm particularly good because I had my lemon juice for breakfast. If you have a glass of lemon juice,
yeah,
your dick falls off something.
And that's why you're so well this morning. Your dick just fell off.
Well, it depends on where you pour the lemon juice, I've found. But lemon juice is very good. It does clean your system out.
Yeah, no, I know people who quite regularly have a cup of hot water with a squeeze of lemon juice in it in the morning, and they tell me it's very good for the liver.
But yes, of vodka too.
Yeah, I've never had that certified by anybody in any way authorised to do so, but I guess it's some... I mean, it can't be a bad thing for you.
Well, for many years, I made my own lemonade, or in fact, my missus made it.
Did you have a little stall out the front?
We had about 4,000 lemon trees in the ground, bearing fruit, and we used to sell our own lemonade in our little restaurant. It was very easy.
4,000 lemon trees, that's quite a bit of lemonade, Peter.
That's a bloody lot of lemonade. What we'd do is we'd squeeze the lemons, get the juice out of them, make the lemonade, and then with the skins, we'd dry them in huge big dryers, then grate the skin, send it off to Tasmania, where they added the dried lemon skin to cheese, and the wetness of the cheese, the moisture in the cheese, reconstituted in part the skins. Mm. This is f***ing boring. Who's thought up this to talk about? But it's true.
So you contributed to lemon cheese?
Lemon cheese. We made lemon cheese and it all went very well. Mm. Then that company that were making the cheese sold out to the Pouf de French and that was the f***ing end of that. Which was a shame because I was doing very well at the time.
Peter Russell Clark in this morning.
Now I'm rooted.
No, he's got a
fucking... Air-footed and rooted.
He's got a fucking great recipe for you coming up next. I take it it's to do with lemons and not to do with cheese.
Exactly right.
Yes, Peter Russell Clark is in this morning. We are talking... Well, we're talking lemons today. One of my earliest capitalist ventures was selling lemons door-to-door in Lismore Heights when I was a kid because we had a lemon tree in the farm next door to us. Didn't sell all that well, I have to say. They were the bush lemons, you know, big,
well,
thick skins.
Yes. The very interesting thing, a lemon, you know, if a lemon tree falls off the tree through old age, when it hits the ground it says, shit, man, I'm in trouble here, I'm going to die, what I've got to do is be like Jesus Christ and resurrect myself. Mm. And so what it does is it starts to eat its pith. So if you pluck a lemon from a tree and cut it open, it's got a lot of pith around the flesh. But if you leave it for a month or two and then cut it open, there's no pith there. Because
right?
The lemon's eating itself so that when it eventually carks it, the seeds drop out and up grows another lemon tree.
Okay, so what's the recipe you've got for us?
Oh, fuck the recipe. I'm telling you a bit of history. Jesus Christ. You get two cups of sugar. Stir that sugar into one cup of water, and when it's dissolved, you then pour that in with a cup of lemon juice, and that's really all it is.
That's lemonade,
two cups of water, yes, two cups of water, one cup of... It's two cups of sugar, yeah. One cup of water,
yeah.
And one cup of lemon juice. You stir that up, and then when you wish to serve it, you serve it with soda water.
And how much?
It doesn't taste very good, actually.
No, I bet you
just give me the shits, the whole bloody thing. I reckon it's far better. Open a bottle of Sauvignon Blanc, and actually, we made some lemon wine as well. That went very, very well. We sold one bottle.
You sold one bottle, and here you are today, Australia's favourite celebrity chef, Peter Russell Clark. Thank you very much. See you, mate.
Any want to know anything else about lemons?
Yeah, we'll send you an email.
Terrific.
We'll speak to you in a week or two. Cheers, mate.
Uru. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.